Morning, Robbie.
Morning, boys. How's it all going down there? You behaving yourselves?
Yes, we're trying the best we can, mate. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. That's very
Have you got any interest in it today? You got a horse for us?
Yeah, of course. I've got a horse. I've got horses everywhere.
All right. Well, give us one.
Wall of Fire.
Okay.
Yeah, good choice.
And that's all
right. God, I hope you're a good
very,
judge.
Very knowledgeable source.
Mm. Okay. Mm. We
Probably
like
not
that.
Not as knowledgeable as you two, but there you go.
Well,
anyway, I'll real slap.
Well, you're in trouble.
He's the cricket expert.
I tell you, you can say it as knowledgeable as you want. Something else will get out.
Yeah, mate, last night 1-1, victory Western Sydney Wanderers. Riera with a goal, but he missed a penalty, and the Wanderers played against 10 men for 60 minutes.
Yeah, they were poor in the second half, the Wanderers, given they were playing against 10, in spite of the penalty. Well, he puts the penalty away, the victory won't come back 2-0. But he did miss it straight at half-time, gave the 10 men somewhat a lift, and they were good enough to hold out. And it was a terrific header from Thomas Dang from a set piece. But Hayden Fox and Gom Bao, who was up in the stands because he's not allowed to take over till next week for some stupid reason in my book. But they'd be disappointed because they didn't work the 10 men enough in the second half to go and win the game and didn't really create enough opportunities. So that's a good point for victory, and it's a disappointing loss of 2 points for Wanderers, you would have to say.
Yeah. And can anyone stop Man City?
Oh, well, I saw a post-match interview with Arsene Wenger, and he was asked that very question, and rare for another manager of one of the big sides to admit so early in the season, pretty much that they're unstoppable, but that's what Arsene Wenger did. And, they just look at, and it's their strength in depth as well. They look strong everywhere, but Sane, Aguero, the two Silvers, Jesus, who comes off the bench. I mean, De Bruyne, they've got some of the very, very best players in the world at the moment.
Yeah, and it's a strange competition where, we're only a quarter of the way through the comp, and you got the standout side, and maybe the title decided.
Well, that's the thing with the Premier League at the moment is, there should be six teams really sticking close when you look at them: Tottenham, Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea, Manchester City. But for City to pull away like this so early is just a disappointment for the other sides, and shows you how inconsistent. Now, United were the ones keeping close to them, but of course they lost to Chelsea, and they've dropped off. It's 8 points now. It's not ridiculous, but it just shows you how strong Manchester City are.
Now, Timmy Cahill, mate, he's going to arrive over there today. I don't know whether it's a 50-50 even that he'll play, but if he plays, it'll just be a little cameo, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, I don't think he's any chance of playing, to be honest. And I'll say something here and now. I've got a sneaky feeling he mightn't play a part in both games. Because I don't understand why you would send him, apart from to be with the boys, that leadership, just having Timmy Cahill around. Because I would have thought that if he's a chance of playing in the second league, then he doesn't get on that plane. Because with an ankle injury, that's the worst thing you can do. So this is me being a bit of a scoop, or maybe a dud. I don't want you two choosing. I just got this feeling that because he's got on that plane, I've got a feeling he's no chance for both.
Wow.
There you go. So according to Robbie Slater, Tim Cahill is out of this Honduras tie for the Socceroos, and his leadership will be seen.
That's a big statement.
Mm.
Well,
it is.
It's one you made.
I liked it the way I put it. I got a sneak.
Now go for glory. Go for glory.
Yeah, we've done that before.
But I see your point. But his leadership qualities off the field will be significant within the camp anyway. But I'd much rather have him on the field, Robbie.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but I just get that feeling that because he's travelled, I'm thinking, if he's a chance for the second game, you need all the rehab you can. Of course, I could be wrong, and the injury isn't that bad, and he might play cameo in the first game and play the second game. I hope that's the case, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, same here, mate. It's a long trip not to play, let me tell you. Good on you, Robbie. Have a great day, mate. I hope your horse gets up.
Well, and good luck in the Cup, and have a great day, because this is truly a special day for Australia in sporting terms, isn't it?
It certainly is,
absolutely.
Mate. It is.
It's a grand final for everybody. There's no doubt about that. The Melbourne Cup should be a public holiday around the country. That's for another show. Good on you, Robbie Slater.
Good on you, guys.